Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, remember, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays. With NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus, watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up behind us, we are out an hour early because at 5 o'clock, the Coaches Show with D'Amico Ryans will take over. You got a chance to hear the head coach coming off the biggest win of the season right after we get done. And hell, if you were listening to In the Loop like you should every day from 10 to 2, you would have heard the coach earlier today. And just in case you did, there was a bit of a, I don't want to say a rant, but he expressed himself about the outside noise and how they react to it yesterday during the press conference. And then today, he spoke about it again, and I want you to listen to this throughout. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Did you have any issue with the approach and how this went and how D'Amico Ryans handled this? We'll discuss it on the other side, but did you have any issue with how he handled this situation?
Pushing away outside noise. I know that was a topic yesterday. What are the challenges, and is there a balance between like positive outside noise and negative outside noise?
No, it really doesn't matter. I mean, here you can see it's a lot of negative talk about us. We get it. I hear people try to give it to me all the time. I get it, right? It's like, but it really doesn't matter, right? I talk about it. Everybody wants to write a hot story, and most of the time it's negative stuff that people want to talk about, right? Nobody wants to talk about the positive stuff that happens. And again, if you feed off of that and you're riding the pendulum of, oh, we're great because we won, oh, we suck because we lost, fight, like, that's our business. I get it. But that's the nature of it. We keep moving forward. Really, it doesn't drive anything. It means nothing, literally nothing, to what we're about. Like, it does nothing to drive our team. We just got to go out and play good football.
You don't think you've gotten any positive stuff?
Yeah, I was about to say that. Like, the first
you,
two
you don't think you've gotten any praise at all?
Guys, it's what's your question?
Everybody says negative.
I said that's what people thrive on is the negative stuff. Yeah.
You don't think you've gotten any positive?
I said people thrive on the negative. You guys are good. You guys must be the ones with the negative stuff. We're playing football. You talk about outside noise. I'll say it again. It doesn't matter. Good, bad, it doesn't change how we prepare. It doesn't change our week of preparation. We're going to work. We're going to work our best, the game plan our best, and go out and play good football.
Well, but for your first couple years and a half, like, you've gotten nothing but positive coverage for the majority of the time. So when you say everybody wants to focus on the negative – and not write about the positive. I don't know if that's, how is that accurate when you've been here for a couple of years, you've got a lot of positive coverage.
You guys good.
That was the dismount there. As I see, you heard that there, that exchange. Your thoughts, have you any issues with how D'Amico handled that? Text line coming in. Rob, the questions were fair. D'Amico's responses were fair. Other folks jumping in. I can't read some of these, but other folks jumping in with their thoughts. You can continue. How did you think D'Amico handled that thing? Clint, you think D'Amico would like to have that one back?
Absolutely. I think he would like to have it back. I mean, here's the context that matters, right? I mean, at D'Amico's point in the moment today, and really every time he's brought it up, his point of saying, look, the negative or positive, it doesn't impact my team in any way. You know, that is if that's the messaging and that's the point, then so be it. Tip to cap, keep it moving. But there's a few things here. One, the only reason that literal questions are constantly asked about, not just like negative questions, but the point of negative coverage is because he keeps making it a coverage. Like the context that matters here is every D'Amico, not every, but the majority of D'Amico Ryan's, you know, audio that I listen to, somewhere in there, he's taking a shot at somebody in the audience. He's taking a shot of, you guys want to write negative. You guys focus on the negative. You guys do this. Nobody wants to talk right about the positive. You guys want to write the negative. He's done that for weeks now, maybe even months now. And so I don't view it personally. I mean, everybody else can view it however they want. I don't view this as a reporter asked about negative coverage and got in kind of a little bit of a back and forth with D'Amico. D'Amico has come in and constantly commented to, brought up. He did it last night in the postgame presser, the negative stuff.
All we hear is negative things. Yes. All you want to write is negative D'Amico, things. Started with Mixon.
D'Amico has fed into this constantly, and nobody's ever pushed back. And so much so to the point where you can hear, like, D'Amico Ryan's is extremely short with Aaron Wilson, right? D'Amico Ryan's has got to the point where he's really short with DJ Bieniemy. He has gotten to the point where I think he's always been a little bit combative with Landry. But I mean, that's fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. But if you're going to come in week after week, and I don't have any skin in the game, I just listen to it all the time, and I can sense D'Amico doing that. And it doesn't surprise me that somebody said, hey, you know, man, we've been covering you for 2.5 years. Man, we stroked you for 2 years, and now it's a rough part of the season, and some negative stuff comes up. And it's like you just keep taking – to me, it's always seemed like from the outside looking in that D'Amico was the one that was pouring gas on the fire and always talking about it. And then when somebody pushes back a little bit, it's all of a sudden like, oh, y'all good? You don't want to talk about it. It was super weak to me. It was weak to constantly bring it up. Even if the media is bringing it up, it was the way you've responded is to pour gas on the fire constantly. I thought it was a weak move by the head coach. Right?
And that's my big thing, what you said there at the end. Listen, I think he's pissed and frustrated, one, by his team and their performance and where they are. I think he's probably a little bit pissed off by some of the decisions that they have made that put them in the space they are in. I don't think he likes to rotate left guards. I don't think he's happy about it. And I damn sure probably don't think he's probably pissed when he has to answer questions about something that he ain't happy about, that he has to come up with something silly to make it make sense. I don't believe he believes that stuff, that, hey, we think they've worked better on a pitch count. I don't believe he believes that. I think he is annoyed and frustrated with everything. And I think he is annoyed and frustrated that the talk has shifted and changed from the first 2 years. I get it. I get that. I think it makes him human. But I think John Harbaugh is annoyed and frustrated and pissed off by what I've done here for 13, 18 years. And I've won a Super Bowl and I've had a really good team. And all of a sudden, I lose Lamar and damn near every person on my team. And y'all trying to run me out, right? I think Andy Reid was probably a little bit annoyed after we went to 3 straight Super Bowls and won 2 of them. We got our asses kicked in the game. And now I'm getting questioned. Like, it happens. When it goes bad and you got expectations, is going to go that way. And for me, I guess I'm just surprised, Clint, that he elected to throw more lighter fluid on this and to throw more gasoline on what didn't have to have more. This should be a non-conversation.
Absolutely should.
Though, if you heard what Landry, the question he posed, it would have been, it is very easy to get out of that and to move on off of that and not make that become a deal where you, but instead, he then chose to put more on it. He chose to say, you all never, never say anything positive. That's what he said. He chose to say that. He chose to say, maybe you two are the ones that are negative. He added more to it and brought him. I think he didn't think anybody was going to come back and check back. I think he was surprised. You can hear he was caught off guard by his comments, very similar to where he was last week when he was asked, what's the identity of your offense? Yeah. And you could tell he was caught off guard a little bit, wasn't ready to have to respond there. I think he was caught off guard a little bit there. But I am just surprised he didn't just easily shut that down or move off of that and create it.
Look, I mean, this is not a Monday, October 27 take for me. We've been talking about this for 2 weeks now of like, you know, for a team and an organization that doesn't care about negative, you know, media coverage, they sure spend a lot of time talking about negative media coverage. Yeah. I mean, D'Amico does it, CJ does it. And it's not just like, if it really doesn't bother you, it'd be like, hey man, it don't matter one way or another. What's the next question? But it's always this long, drawn-out explanation of how people, when you lose, they don't like you, they want to fire everybody, and when you win, they want to for a group that is so adamant about how it doesn't matter, they just seem to spend an abnormal amount of time explaining how it doesn't matter. You know, that's typically if you don't matter to me or something you're doing, if sports radio talk doesn't matter to me, I'm probably just going to say, man, really, I don't listen. It doesn't bother me. Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spend 2 minutes telling you why sports radio, what you said yesterday or what you said for the last 2 weeks bothers me.
Like me.
And then I don't listen.
Like to say, I don't give a damn what the text line says. Then I express that.
You call somebody an SOB on there. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's weak, man.
I feel like DJ almost fell out his chair when he said, y'all never care. Y'all never say anything positive. He almost fell out his chair. What?
I spent two years writing nothing but positive.
Yeah, it came. That's where that came from.
I thought it was just really weak. And I got a ton of respect for D'Amico and how he handles his business and the former player that he is and the coach that he is.
I just
got to be real. I've thought this again before that today happened. We've talked about this I've talked about this with multiple people. Like it is noticeable the annoyance and the dislike for certain media members. It's been growing over 2 weeks. In the communication and in the banter, you can tell.
Yeah, I kind of hope they make the decision that, hey, let's not add to this. Let's not make this a thing. All right.